Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's a Friday night show, and it is 7/28/2023. Yes, sir. And out of Matthew 13, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. And the enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. And therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire. So shall it be the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. And there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. And again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchant man seeking goodly pearls. When he has found one pearl of great price, went out and sold all that he had and bought it. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, and cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus saith unto them, have ye understood all these things? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what, the tares are going to get caught up by the angels, and they're going to be put into the fire. And for all of you tares out there, all of you workers of iniquity, all of those destroying this planet with electromagnetic warfare and with all kind of crazy stuff to destroy the weather systems, to create heat sinks and heat spots in oceans, to cause all kind of stuff, to create with the tunneling lasers, these big vacuum things, and then to push in all the different air from northern Canada or wherever, or cold fronts to go through to get tremendous rain, but at the same time, denying rain and moisture to areas that so need it. Well, Brother Quayle put in his alert section, I think it's even on his main page where you can click on it, but this is what he put in his alert section today, stevequayle.com. Fire scorching the earth. Prepare while you can for both cell phone interruption and power outages. Record-breaking heat is underway across the USA due to the combination of asymmetric warfare against the U.S. through geoengineering by enemies within. And there, incidentally, there's a lot of enemies within that are running HARPs and other HARP-like devices and scalar interferometers or Tesla howitzers, just as the Russians and the Red Chinese are. And the Russian Arctic, they have all kind of electromagnetic warfare systems set up in their new Arctic base up there. And I watched the Mimic right before coming on, thanks to the Allegheny gang, who tipped me to see, go look at it. And there's coming right down out of the North Pole area, right straight at Alaska's a big cone, or a big box or like a chute of energy coming down to hit Alaska. And then when it hits Alaska, though, Alaska flips it and shoots it to the Kamchatka Peninsula of Russia. So there's a going back and forth in there right now of all this electromagnetic warfare. So that is the case, is what's going on. Now, electromagnetic warfare and dominance without America is losing its water and its agricultural productivity, and we are watching our country literally being flushed down the drain by very wicked demon-possessed entities bent on 90% population reduction in the USA alone, per the Deagle Report, by initiating World War III, by provoking Russia to initiate nuclear war against the West, which the U.S. started when the USA went full-scale attack mode against Russia, when the USA bombed the Nord Stream pipeline, which was preceded by Victoria Nuland and Joe Biden's statements that the Nord Stream would never be allowed to come online. Now to the heart of the alert. The U.S. power grid is being stretched into its 110% power capacity mode in some areas right now. And with all the electric vehicles coming on the roads and along with their additional power demands, where is the additional power going to come from? As the records for all previous power outages and communication outages are accelerating, it's imperative that you acquire solar generator panels and storage capacity to run your refrigerator first and foremost. With food prices skyrocketing, with availability diminishing of food is your primary concern, along with water. Brother Quest says, I personally own the portable EchoFlow power system offered by BeReady123.com, one of my main sponsors, Steve says, and the satellite phone store, Sat123.com. Now, at the bottom line, the Bible is clear that God allows the wicked and their devices to prosper in order to have the devices of the wicked backfire against them. So Steve said, so we are seeing a preview of Revelation 16, verses 8 through 9. And here he quotes, and he says, and the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given to him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and that they repented not to give him glory. Given the trade wars and lack of refined fuel and the war by the climate Nazi science against fossil fuels and now portable generators, Steve says, move before the panic arrives, because being too early beats being 1 minute too late on everything. That's a very powerful briefing. And I'm going to tell you what, if you just want to go to stevequayle.com, click on his alert section, Fire Scorching the Earth, you ought to print that out or send it to a few of your, the last ditch time where you're going to send it to your relatives to get them on board and tell them that you're not no longer crazy, you know, and you might want to just do that. Don't comment on it, just send it to them. All right, there you go. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the battlefronts in the Ukraine and along the Russian lines, Ukraine shot missiles, and it went to Tangarok area of Russia, which is like a beachfront area. And then I guess they got a missile that was part of their S-200 system that they used to have when they were under the Soviet Union. And they jury-rigged it or whatever to make sure that it didn't have to be used against another missile, but that it could be used in a offensive situation. And they sent that, and then the Russian system hit it, and it blew apart up above, and then it destroyed, and wreckage came down and hit bodies. And I guess, I don't know if it killed anybody, but there is rubble and all kind of stuff, and this stuff is going back and forth, back and forth. And one of these days, and you know how I know it? Because the power grid people, the ones that own the power grid from the East Coast all the way to Chicago, just about, and they came out with the thing yesterday showing where they were to tell people to get ready to possibly have a power outage. And then today in articles, they started showing the heat maps, showing all the high heat. And where I'm sitting today, I think it was about 107 heat index, roughly. And some people are a lot higher than that. Phoenix, down in Texas, different places. And even up in Pennsylvania, upstate New York, 90-degree heat in some areas, in the mountains even. So people everywhere are involved in this. So having spent the 4 days without the electricity back, you know, last week or whatever, I can tell you this, that get your generator already ready and get your fuel in it or whatever you're going to do. The solar generators are great if you've got one. If not, try and get one. But get it like Brother Quail said, get them quick, because all this stuff disappears. I told you last night about food and water purification. And don't get me wrong, there's different types of water purification, but I'll tell you what. If you can get the Berkey filtration system with those black Berkey filters, if you have two of the filters, that gives you 3,000 gallons each. And it will take out the bad organisms, the viruses, the bacterias, and a 99% plus of all the chemicals are removed. There are additional filters that you can get from them, from the Berkey people, that take out even the hardest things to get out, which is fluoride. Some fluoride is taken out, I believe, with the initial filters. But if you want to get almost all of the fluoride out, and the MTBEs, which are from the gasoline additives and that kind of stuff, they're really tough to get out. Those can be got out with additional filters. They also have filters that can be put onto your shower head, and that be put onto the shower head. And those, you see, will help you when you're taking a shower so you don't absorb as much into your body through the pores. And keep your dogs and your cats, they have water. I would suggest to you that you use Berkey purified water for them as well. It will greatly help them a lot. And then if you can put into their water, just like you put in a couple eyedroppers of Mezzo Silver, which you can go to stevequail.com and click on Mezzo Silver and get that. It's the highest quality colloidal silver on the planet, made by Frankie Keyes and his company. But if you can do that, and you can put an eyedropper or so in the dog or the cat's water every day, that will help to keep them healthy. And you'll find that they will understand what you're doing, and they will drink that water better, and it will improve their system and help to clean their system out or cure any infection. I have also used it, just like I've used the Mezzo Silver in the past, when I had an eye infection. And I would squirt one of the eyedroppers full in my eye, and usually by the next day, it was gone, man. I also had a guy one time where I was, he used to sell advertising to me in a situation when I was involved in a business. Used to buy advertising from him. And this guy always had this eye infection. I said, what's wrong with your eye? So I've had an eye infection for 15 years. I've gone to Mayo. I've gone to this one, that one, and they can't get rid of it. And I said, go get you some of this Mezzo Silver and put in an eyedropper a day and put it in both eyes, all right? And you put it in your bad eye and put it in the other eye as well, okay? And see what happens. He came back within about 3-4 days. He said, I cannot believe it. This eye infection I've had for 15 years that Mayo Clinic told me I couldn't get rid of it. So this colloidal silver, this Mezzo Silver has removed this infection from my eye. He said, I cannot believe it. I said, just keep doing it on a, you know, daily basis for a while till you're sure it's all gone. And then take it in your water or whatever internally, you know. And he couldn't believe it. But, man, I'll tell you, this stuff is what you're going to have on hand. You're going to have it on hand. You're going to have those, also the antibiotics for the fish tank, you know. Fish Mox, M-O-X, Fish Mox, Fish Flex, Fish Mox, Fish Flex, and just put that into a search engine, it will pop up. It will pop up. Some people say you can get other places. That's where I know you can get it. Some might be there on Chewy. I don't know if it's on Chewy, but it could be. And, you know, Nurse Amy and Dr. Alton had the book that told you all about it. They were the or There Is No Doctor, those books and all that kind of stuff. And that right there is just incredible. Oh, here's somebody writing in about the dogs. He said, I put a dropper in my dog Stella's water. I also put it on any wound she has. Great advice again. The chair is against the wall. God bless. Yeah, the chair is against the wall. That's the old World War II secret thing where the BBC used to give secret code words out to everybody to give them messages. Thank you, Brother Brad. All right, all right. Lord Jesus, you know, I got a calling again tonight. Lord Jesus, will you go right now? Lord, will you go right now to the son of one of the friends of this show, the good friends of this show? Will you go to his son? Lord, you know where he's at. You know he's had a major operation on his heart yesterday, Lord. Lord Jesus, you know that he redlined or flatlined twice. They had to revive him twice, and with your assistance, and we prayed for him last night, Lord. He came back to health, and he's back in the room, but apparently he has major problems with his heart. Lord Jesus, will you touch him right now? Lord Jesus, will you go to him? You know where he's at, Lord Jesus. You know where he's at. He's the son of the friend of the show, the son of the friend of the show, who's, you know, like a young man who's out works and does everything. And Lord Jesus, will you go to him? Will you touch him and let him know it's you, Lord? Touch him so hard and give you enough of the power that he knows it's you, Lord Jesus. And give him miracles, Lord, medical miracles. Give him a medical miracle, Lord Jesus. And restore him back to health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And what I think about out there for the Nunamakers and for Jarhead and for Ronnie and for all kinds of different people out there, Lord Jesus, I pray that you will touch them, that you will go to them, and that you will provide them medical miracles and restore them back to their health. In your name I pray. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, it's getting close down to the wire, ladies and gentlemen, but we still have time, and we still have the ability to pray to our Father in heaven and to Lord Jesus, his only begotten Son, who he sent down onto this earth, who then died on the cross and was resurrected and came back to heaven and washed your blood so he could wash all of your sins away. But you got to take advantage of it. You have to get the best deal in town. What's the best deal in town? Repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. If he knows you're sincere, he'll start to wash you clean. Those old dark windows like outside of town on the old factory building that have 6 inches of dust and dirt and smoke and everything. You try to wash that off, and Lord Jesus will try to get you washed off, but you might have a lot of dirt, you know. You might have a lot of things. You may have a lot of faces, and those out there that do know what I'm talking about. But I'm going to tell you this. Lord Jesus will begin to wash you clean. He'll begin to wash you clean. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And if you ever start to get attacked in the spirit, in your mind, or you're thinking the bad stuff, or whatever your problem is, or if you're being attacked physically, then call on the Lord Jesus to assist you. I remember the good old grandma down in Florida when she was in her car getting the gasoline, and she had her purse right there, and she just got back in, but it was hot. She had both windows down, and in comes the meth head in through the pasture window to grab her purse, and she grabbed that purse. She said, oh, no, this is my purse. Help me now, Lord Jesus. Help me now, Lord Jesus. And by golly, out of the clear blue comes an old retired prison guard, a white guy. Comes a black man and an Hispanic man, and they grab that guy out of the car. That old prison guard grabbed him, threw him down, and then all of them jumped on him and whooped on him and sat till the cops came. And I'll tell you what, the Lord Jesus came right to her. And then there's other people out there. Oh, the miraculous production of food this summer from some of these gardens at the old stagecoach stop. And up there in the Kearney, Nebraska, I'm hearing about it all up there. And some out of the highway and all the different people talking about how they have prayed to the Lord to bless their garden and to provide bounty and a great return, you know, to them from the earth. And it's just amazing to hear about it and see about it. And I will tell you what, that is one of the keys. And then if you can preserve by your own home canning, or if you're out there and you're catching salmon or whatever somewhere, or other fish, smoking it, smoking the fish, whatever you can do to preserve food, you need to be doing it. And then if nothing else you can get, if you have money, get the long-term storage food, the Mountain House, the freeze-dried stuff, the Wise, the for Patriots, the emergency essential, whatever it is, or the dehydrated food, and get that as much of it as you can. Because that Mountain House will last, what, 15 to 20 years or somewhere in that neighborhood. You can get the Yoder's canned meats, Yoder's, Y-O-D-E-R-S, canned meats. And also there's others like Survival Cave and different ones like that. Look up long-term storage canned meat. But the Yoder's will last you 15 years, something like that, 15 to 20 years. So will like the Survival Cave and other things like that. But that Yoder's bacon or the Yoder's beef chunks or pork chunks or chicken or whatever, the turkey, you can get all of that stuff, get every can of that you can get. And yes, it's expensive, but if you can keep it for 15 to 20 years without a problem, you can put it out and heat that stuff up, you see, 5 years down the road or 10 years down the road, and it's still there for you. And if nothing else, get you some Progresso soup or chunky soups that have the water or the gravy already in it. I just keep harping on that because you need to go if necessary. Even if you got to go pick up tin cans or aluminum cans or pop bottles or whatever it is that you can recycle in your area. Aluminum cans for sure. Go out in the empty lots, pick them up, put them in a garbage bag. You know, get you a stick with a gripper on it or with a nail on it so you can stab it and put it in there. But pick up that stuff and take it to recycle. And if you can get 5, 10, 20 bucks of recycled cans, then take them out and then buy, you know, I don't know what it's cost now, $2 to $3 a can at least, $3 probably. Let's just say you got $20, get 6 cans of chunky sirloin burger or 6 cans of Progresso beef barley or 6 cans of chicken noodle or whatever it is. And take them home. That's 6 more rations, you see. 6 more times one of your loved ones or you yourself eats. And that gets you down the road another day. It's not a full meal. It's not 3 full meals and all the trimmings and all that stuff. But it is a ration that will allow you to continue and to give you and keep some of your strength so you can fight. Because you're going to have to fight against all this crud that's going to come down the pike. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you know, we talked last night about rice and about sugar. And also about starting to find out that like rubbing alcohol and hydrogen peroxide and betadine and those kind of things are starting to disappear. Okay, we've got all of the things where they're telling you you better have your generators ready. Well, if you do not have a generator or an inverter generator, see if you can get a hold of one to keep, like Brother Quayle said in his thing, like I've been saying all last week when I had the power outages, you got to keep your food preserved, and that's the key. You're not trying to run your air conditioner and all of that. That's a whole nother ball game. But if you can run, I took 2 refrigerator freezers. And I also went out the minute it happened and got a big big bags of ice. And I put those down in the chest freezer down in a basement where it's cooler. And then you can also, as well as having the thing you can put over the top, another blanket or, a moving blanket, you know, something like that to just keep even more of the, to insulate it, all right? And that I put in the big chest and then in the refrigerator freezers that were upstairs, one in the garage, one in the kitchen, we had them hooked up to the inverter generator. And we had a cord going to each. We ran those. So that means you got to have the gasoline. Or if you've got the solar generators, you got solar panels out there, you can do it that way. Look into any of that you can do and do it quickly. Whatever you can do, do it. But you got to get for the gasoline generators, you got to get, you know, 5, 10, 15 gallon of gas in the 5-gallon jugs, all right? And that, if you don't use it for that, if you have to run or take off, you got extra gas for your truck or your car, you see, if you're on the bug out. And that's if the EMP doesn't knock out the, the electronic ignition and all the stuff that your car runs on for the fuel injectors and everything. Oh, boy, I tell you, if you had one of the old vehicles, you had one of the old Ford or Chevy trucks or a Dodge Power Wagon, all right, like that, or even just an old big Chevy or Cadillac from the old days or Ford from the old days that had the points, plugs, generators, you know, that kind of stuff, instead of the alternator and all the things, then I'm going to tell you what, you could get it down the road, you know. Oh, man. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know of the time, but I'm telling you, I can sense the season and feel it. And it is here, it is now, it is here. I'll tell you what, if you go to stevequayle.com, or you can call them at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Tell them Old Hawk sent you. If you need gold or silver, or if you need to get on at the last minute to get Steve's briefings or his Steve Quayle 2.0, or to get his video, the Lies of Men and Gods, or if you want to get any of the old conference videos for when you did the conferences in Branson, I believe those are on sale. I believe they were at half price on those, not all of his videos, but those were half price. And the books, you can get good deals on books. So you tell them that Old Hawk said to get books and videos while you're getting some of the gold and silver. Now this, I'm telling you, these central bank digital currencies are going to destroy the entire economy. Going to destroy the entire economy, ladies and gentlemen, where they will know everything that you buy, and then they will refuse you. Because first of all, if you're going to activate your account, you're going to have a microchip in your hand or in your wrist. You're going to have the mark of the beast. And you do not want it. So right now, go out and buy food. Get your water purification. Get the water containers. Colloidal silver. Get the meso silver. Go to stevequayle.com. Click on the meso silver thing. Get as big a container of it as you can. You can get the, what is it, the 5-gallon, carboys, the big ones. And that was what was used in Hong Kong during the SARS COVID, during the SARS number one. Now, that stuff didn't take out completely the SARS 2, but it would sure help to do it. And then I would also tell you, you need to have the ivermectin, because I'm already starting to see the articles that COVID is coming back around, and there's COVID here and COVID there. Get some of the ivermectin while you can still get it. Get the horse paste, all right? I just have the horse paste. You can get that online. You still could get it online at Amazon the last time I looked, but it was getting a lot more expensive. Don't wait for the price to come down, because prices with the dollar, which is going to be destroyed here when the BRICS currency comes out, the partially backed yuan, partially backed by gold, that the BRICS are going to trade in, and then up to 120 other or 130 other countries are going to do the same thing. Rather than keep their money in the dollar, the value of the dollar is going to fall. Some say that the value of the dollar could fall 30, 40%. So that means what you used to buy for a dollar, all right, it's going to take you another $1.40 or $1.60 to buy the same thing, maybe a day or two later. But then that in and of itself is having problems. I saw the article from a few days ago about force majeure. Already some of the precious metals companies and some of the other commodity companies are activating force majeure. That's a major force for those who don't know French. Force majeure. But it's like an act of God, okay? And it allows them to not deliver on a contract without, and to be able to get out of it without a problem. And you could have paid the money. You're fresh out of luck because they can't deliver it. And then it might be hard to gather your money back. You're ordering from somewhere else. So if you can, order quick, get it done. Or if you can find it locally, by all means, find it locally and go pay cash. If you can do pay cash, pay cash. Because I'll tell you, the standard of living in the United States is going to go out, bottom out the tubes. Because the world, like Brother Quayle said years ago, the United States is going to become a hissing to the rest of the world. A hissing to the rest of the world. And Lord Jesus said that they will hate you for because of his name, all right? Because you believe in Jesus, they're going to hate you. And they're going to come after you. Well, I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, if you are prepared, if you have food for, I don't know, whatever it is you think you need to have, but I would tell you, if you have it for a year, 2 years, 3.5 years, which might be the time of the Great Tribulation, 3.5 year Great Tribulation. But certainly if you could have a year's food and then keep going, and then I tell you what, every week I buy a few extra cans of Progresso soup or Chunky soup. Or I pick up fruit cocktail or, you know, or some, you know, green beans or corn or whatever it might be. Just canned food. Canned food at a regular grocery store. And I put it up on the shelf. I try to rotate them as best I can, but I don't worry about that as much. Because every single one of those deals you do, you've got it. Also, the rice. I tell you, you take rice and Denny Moore beef stew, a can of that, you heat that up and throw that on top of the rice you've just cooked. Or put you some, you know, chicken noodle soup, Progresso chicken noodle or chunky chicken noodle or whatever they call it on the chunky side. And you put that onto that rice, I'm going to tell you, that tastes so good. If you got a little bit of dandelion greens or poke salad or whatever it is you might find in the outdoors and nature. There you can also be growing your lettuce. You can grow lettuce in a window box. You can have a little, you know, greenhouse, or some kind of a lean-to greenhouse even. You can have it in your garden or your flower bed, just whatever you do. My grandmother would keep putting in additional leaf lettuce or, you know, the different ones, and she would keep putting them in her black-seeded Simpson, that kind of stuff, and up would come more. She'd take a scissors and trim it off and have it in a salad. It doesn't take too long for that to grow. Put it in there now. Put it the lettuce in there now. Keep planting it until the frost comes. If you know somebody who's got apple trees or got a pear tree or has got a, you go out and pick strawberries or whatever it is, you need to go out and be doing that. And putting the food back If you're a home canner, you need to get extra jars and lids and seals and all of that stuff. And get ready for the next time. But if you are a home canner, I would also tell you, you should probably also buy some regular canned food, particularly the soups. Particularly the soups that got the meat, potatoes, the vegetables, all the stuff, the gravy, all right in it. If you like Italian food, and I know it's not Mama's Italian or the Sicilian food, but if you got a little Chef Boyardee, lasagna or something like that, or, you know, I like the I like the Franco-American noodles and noodles and the little meatballs. I like that a lot. But get some of that stuff. You also have Spam. Spam is excellent meat. It's pork, and it's in there, and it will last for a long, long time. Cans of tuna, pink salmon out of Alaska in the can, the mackerel, whatever it is. You can get the beef. You can get the chicken breast in the can. Start stacking that stuff up. And every time you go up, you can get one more can of that, one more can of chunky soup, another can of tuna. Then by all means, do so. You get a little bag of rice, little bag of flour, put it into one of the screw top buckets, food grade plastic buckets. Start keeping water. And if you don't have the big water containers, then buy a couple of jugs, the gallon jugs of the water. Buy some jugs of the water at the store. And when you get done drinking those, then you can refill them with the water you put through your Berkey. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And what does he tell you? He tells you in Matthew 25 to make sure you got plenty of lamp oil, doesn't he? Read that last night. So stevequayle.com or 406-586-4840. And let me tell you something. If you still want to assist the Nunamakers with their Bible Project, and then as well as the Bible Project, there is one of the churches that has just out of the clear blue in the mountains of Indochina. I'm not going to say which country, but out of the mountains of Indochina, and they were under great repression from the government to not do anything, but they've gotten so big and so many people involved with it, they're having to like build a building, you know. And I'm not talking about like a great edifice in a big city or, you know, something like that. I'm talking about just a, like a bigger church building, you know what I'm saying? Basically built by people who don't have much money at all. You can also, as well as the Bible Project, a portion of the money that you might send to the New Makers might go to this church, because the Bible Project and the training that the Nunamakers gave to pastors on site have boomed this church and exploded. So anyway, may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And if you'll send anything to the Nunamakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, just say Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. Oh, and I'll tell you what, you'll be greatly blessed on that, because that we've already helped to get a lot of Bibles and songbooks out there. You want to keep Old Hawk on the air? You want to keep me in the game, fighting against the Lucy and striking out against him with the Louisville Slugger and whatever I got at my hand? Anything is most needed and welcome, believe you me. Could be Federal Reserve notes, a bit of silver, like silver dime, silver quarter, silver dollar, an ounce of silver, whatever, a little bit of gold, or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. And for all those who, who've sent a little something or just even contacted and said hello, may Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. May he provide you with the superabundance of all you need and all you want as you come down the end times here. God bless you all. TRT, all the gang, all the Iowa folk, and you know exactly who you are, good people in the Iowa, Nebraska, Maine, South Carolina, North Carolina, the old Mars Hill gang, out of you out there, to the California crew. God bless you all out there. To those in Montana, those in Michigan, those in Wisconsin. Those out of Texas. And the old Jay, old Jenny in Bomb City out there. Hello to you out there. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for all who are keeping me in the game and striking blows against the Lucifer and his minions. And I'm going to tell you, they're coming. They're coming for you. But you see how they're also setting it all up, the world minions, the WEFs, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, all the kings and turning Texas and the British royal family and all the different people in the Lucy top slots. And their minions in the intelligence world and, you know, in the militaries of the world. And as they own entire industries and they own millions of hectares of land and all of this kind of stuff. And they own water supplies and all of these things. They own entire categories of commodities, you know. They own large parts of Africa, large parts of South America, large parts of North America, large parts of Mexico, and all the different mining areas. These people want to kill you off. They want to reduce the population of planet Earth to no more than 500 million. Planet Earth population of more than 500 million. On the Georgia Guidestones. And then they hired somebody to hit the Georgia Guidestones to make it look like all that was nullified by that, but it wasn't. They still have the goals. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we need to be aware of what is happening, and you need to watch it daily. At the same time, you need to read the Bible and you need to pray. You need to do all of the things, but you need to do it in a methodical basis and have your lists of things you need. And you do it methodically. See, it's a lot easier to say, I'm going to get another 30 days of food for a family of five or four or whatever. If you had five, you had five cans of chunky soup a day. Times 30 days. That's 150 cans, isn't it? So you could do that, and then, or you could do a portion of that and you could go out to wherever it is. You can buy it online, but you can also go to like Bass Pro or different camping stores or, you know, Cabela's or different places that have a camping section, and they have Mountain House and they have Alpineer and different types of the long-term storage food. If you have in your area one of those Mormon canneries, some of the bigger deals, or at least every one of the bigger, whatever they call them, a steak or whatever they call it, they have usually their own small cannery piece with bulk grains and bulk different things that you can. And you can go out there and you can talk to them and you can reserve timing on the canner. Even if you're not Mormon, you can reserve timing on the cannery. They'll show you how to do it. And you can then can beans or can rice or can wheat or whatever it might be. Other dried foods, you can put them in the cans. They show you how to seal the can, all of that, and then you pay them for it. And that amount is, you know, very, very reasonable amounts. You can do that. You can go to the big grocery stores or the big Costco's or the big, you know, Sam's Clubs and all of that. Walmart's generally don't have much in them anymore, but the Sam's Club will still have a little more. The Costco will have more. And then also, don't wait for that. Go to the big grocery stores anyway, because I'm going to tell you, as the dollar gets worth less and less and less, particularly when they're about ready to pop the coin on it, and I think that's going to be like about August the 22nd is when the BRICS currency thing comes out. And then you're going to be hard on after that. You're going to have these central group, central bank, digital currency. Oh, you won't be able to buy ammunition. You won't be able to buy a gun. You won't be able to buy that. Oh, and you don't need gasoline for your car because you should be able to walk somewhere or take your bicycle. Start to prioritize your list of what you want and what you need. A mountaintop cabin with 50 caliber machine guns and all that, and 20 years of food, that's all a great big goal. But what about coming down to cases, you know, coming down to cutting time and saying, I need another box of 12-gauge double-aught buck. Or I need another box of 22 long rifle, a 500 or 1,000. Or I need 20 more cans of chunky soup or 30 more cans of chunky soup. Or I need to acquire, because I don't have one yet, a Berkey water filtration system with the black Berkey filters. Black Berkey filters. And they are specialized, and they were tested to not only take care of, you know, the bad organism, the protozoa and all that kind of stuff, the bacteria, the viruses, but also up to 99, almost 99.7 or 99.9% of all the chemicals, the bad chemicals. It will also take a little bit of the radiation out, you see, too. From what I understand, if I'm wrong, correct me on it, but I believe that's what they used to say. You get extra filters. Get 5-gallon water cans or 15-gallon, whatever it is, small that you can carry and load and stock, or the water blocks. You should have for your vehicles, if you can, keep them on a full tank, and then also have an additional, if you can get enough to put another tank full in, you know, whatever that happens to be, you know. Or even just another 5-gallon or 10-gallon of gasoline in the containers, which you're going to also be buying for your inverter generators anyway, right? or your regular generators, right? Get any can you can that will run a refrigerator. Some of them out there that are good. They're, you know, you can actually plug them into an RV. These solar ones that Brother Quayle is talking about, go on there and look, check them out up there on his site. Check them out in general, whatever it is you're going to do, a solar type generator with the solar panels. Harbor Freight has got some inexpensive systems as well. But they won't run a whole house, you understand? And you got to do anything you can get to keep them juiced up. And when you do it, you can juice up other things like the 4-in-1. Pump up your tires, start the car, or plug in a radio to it, you know, or plug in something else. Other things can be charged as you've got it. If you can get additional batteries, then do so. Have them in a battery backup bank that's in a wooden container, but with plenty of ventilation. Then you also have to understand that these things are, sometimes the old lead acid batteries will go bad on you. So you've got to be able to do something and to keep them properly taken care of. But all of that you need to look into and investigate into as best you can. But don't get caught watching the paint dry, because this time when the paint dries, it's liable because you got scalded from a hypersonic missile or the EMP that a little Kimmy or somebody drops on the center of the country that knocks all the power grids out. And incidentally, isn't it like a cover your butt kind of a thing when this big power grid company puts on there from the East Coast all the way in the Chicago, the Great Lakes, and the Commonwealth Edison there? Isn't that almost like half the nation's power grid? Aren't they covering their butt in case it all happens? Then they've at least told you about it, haven't they? Oh, yeah. They at least told you about it. You know the book, The Fourth Turning, by William Strauss and Neil Howe. The Fourth Turning is already here. The new book is The Fourth Turning is Here. That's a new book in the series. It's called The Fourth Turning is Here. How should you prepare? Reflect on what would happen when a terrible winter blizzard strikes. You hear the weather warning, but probably fail to act on it. The sky darkens, then the storm hits with full fury, and the air is a howling whiteness. One by one, your links to the machine age break down. Electricity flickers out, cutting off the TV. Batteries fade, cutting off the radio. Phones go dead. Roads become impassable. Cars get stuck. Food supplies dwindle. Day-to-day vestiges of modern civilization. Bank machines, mutual funds, mass retailers, computers, satellites, airlines, governments, banks all recede into irrelevance. The storm strips you bare, reducing your world to a small number of elemental forces. Some bad, others good. And on the bad side are the elements of nature. On the good side are whatever scraps of social cohesion you can muster. From your own family survival skills to neighbors who pitch in and share to a family who lends you a truck-mounted plow because you once helped them out in a pinch. Picture yourself and your loved ones in the midst of a howling blizzard, or in the midst of 110-degree heat, or in the midst of the power grid down after a nuclear weapon. You see, the fourth turning, prepare for it. And the new book is The Fourth Turning is Here Now. But if they're not going to have the whole nuclear weapon thing, which seems to be controlled by some of those at the top, on both sides, fighting both one against the other, controlling both sides of the wars, you see. But those people, if they're not going to do that, they're going to take it out, and they're just going to tell you that you better lay down because you've got to take a mark of the beast chip in your wrist or your hand or whatever. And that you don't have a bank account any longer, or you don't have a 401k or an IRA or your stock bonds, you don't have those. They took all that away. That all went bye-bye in the restructuring. Do you remember in 2004 when I was telling you way back when that Brother Quayle had a guy, and you know, that was China Joe, we used to call him, and they were talking about how in those days that they were, the big shots were putting together under the Bank of International Settlements a separate financial system for them, which would guarantee them the same percentage of the large pie of the economies and of the currency and of the money, the wealth, the percentage of wealth. And that would be separate from anything you have, because they're going to collapse all the other and they're going to consume it. They're going to take up all of the money out of all the banks and all the things, and they're going to leave you with nothing. And then they want to, they want to give you $2,000 a month, but you got to have a chip in your finger, your wrist. So get prepared before that happens. The old stagecoach stop, I heard they just got 4 cans of gasoline. God bless you for the generator. Get whatever you can. Because I'm going to tell you, the bad guys have organization. The street gangs, the biker gangs, they have organization. FEMA, NORTHCOM has organization to come and take you away, ha-ha. Martial law. Now, to the peace officers out there, a substantial number of peace officers initially might say, you know, I'm going to protect my town or protect my county and that kind of stuff. And all that's true. But the first thing you need to do is to get your family to your fish camp or your hunting camp and have a coterie of guards there that will protect them. And then as you forage out into small units, do it that way. Don't go into their Luciferian knife down a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, your Bill of Rights, for your ranch, your business, your farm. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus right tonight. Bending wrenches, I know you're ready. And oh, Mickey LaPua. Mickey, we're going to see why you're squeezing that old trigger these days for too long. Road and track and little L. Bless you on your ninja waves and your Muay Thai waves. You got a good mommy and daddy. You tell them hi from the old hawk. Because the Lord Jesus loves you. But keep up with your studies as well as your physical activity. Read some books this summer. Ladies and gentlemen, go out tonight and prepare. And go out tomorrow and prepare. Get the things you need on your list and pray to the Lord Jesus to protect you and your family. Good night.